This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine, the big stories from the News Talk Radio world. That's what our job is here for the next hour. The members of the DJV program, Doug Steffen, that's me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, with the info that we have from Talkers Magazine for the week of March 16th to the 20th, overviewing the top 10 stories of the week from the research that the folks at Talkers have done. These are all published by the list.
I can hardly wait to see what's at number one this week.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a surprise.
Really? Surprise! Last week, I remember looking at this the first time, and from 7 to number 1 is coronavirus this, coronavirus that, coronavirus something
Think
else.
Think about the difference from where we were a week ago, though, to where we are now.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about a week where we all need a long nap after it's over? This is that week.
Well, if you going into the weekend, which is when we put this program together, the number of cases outside of China, 250,000. In terms of the coronavirus, 10,000 people have died. If you listen to the reporting from the Epoch Times, which is the Chinese news agency outside of China, they tell us that 40 times the number in China is 40 times what they're admitting to. So you do the numbers, you do the math, although there is conversation about it having peaked this week.
Epoch Times, actually, I've been reading that every day just because I find it fascinating.
Yeah.
And this week they've been pretty boldly coming out saying that when China claims that they have no new cases, it's a total lie. We know, obviously, there's
the
a lot
say
of
is lies.
Yeah, but they actually estimate that. And according to the Epoch Times, their estimates on their data show that 1.4 million people have already died in China alone.
Yeah.
So, I don't know that it's really slowing down unless it's just everyone has it.
They're trying to get the rest of the world and its focus on them and them being the bad guys.
Yeah.
And nobody's buying that it came from America. Nobody's buying that. All right, before we get to making it all corona all the time, my corona, number 10 on the list here, the people on Sports Talk Radio basically decimated because there aren't any teams, there's nobody playing. I'm looking on the screen, and they have a scroller underneath the chyron, on this particular news station, and it has, as a matter of fact, the teams that are playing, and it just says the game canceled. So, the big sports story, Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. New England fans not happy about that. They're not happy with Belichick. They're not happy with Kraft. And they're actually not happy with Tom Brady either. The fact he's going down to Tampa Bay, everybody's got their life to lead and they should be able to do what they want to do. This does seem rather strange. And so is it going to affect New England at the box office or at the, who knows what they're going to be doing? Hopefully this thing is all going to be over and be able to at least play football. And I never thought I'd say that because I don't like football. But
mark the day
back to normal. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right,
well,
so
Tom Brady's either going to kill it and show everybody why he is still worth it at 43 years old or with a new system.
And $30 million.
Or with a new system and maybe a defensive line that doesn't protect him the way that the Patriots have, maybe we're going to see that he's not as great. So
there's a lot at risk for him. And certainly for the Patriots, they are also going to have to prove that they were a great team without Tom Brady.
Number 9, today, this weekend, we have the first day of spring. We have to kind of celebrate that and all this other hoopla. So the weather around the country.
It's the first day of spring, stay indoors.
Yeah, right. Don't enjoy it. Don't take a deep breath. Number 8, relations with China. That should be number 2. Those bastards. And it's not the Chinese people. It's what their government is doing and what they stand for. And the world, I hope, is going to hold them accountable. And those guys should get, they should be brought to The Hague for crimes against humanity. They should be tried.
That's those interesting. People, that's, you're the first person I've heard say that. That is interesting.
Yeah, they ought to be. Yep. Number 7, technology, social media, and its impact on the virus. Number 6, the presidential race. education and the lack thereof, or what's going on in the world of education to keep schools going in some way, shape, or form. I was reading the document that was sent out by the president of Heidelberg University, my alma mater, as to what they've done and how they've closed the campus down and what they're doing because they're not going to have graduation, how they're going to acknowledge seniors, they're going to continue the rest of the year doing classes online, which is what most everybody else is doing. I wonder what, Victoria, that's doing to broadband usage. We've sort of danced around that in our technology reports, mm-hmm. but the fact that everybody is home, everybody is telecommuting, everybody is trying to do education, what is that going
to
do?
It's a real test on the infrastructure, to be honest, of our broadband and high speed systems. And in other countries in Europe, they're actually the internet service providers are slowing the internet down so it doesn't break.
And, well, I mean, think about it. It's not just everybody telecommuting. It's people who are home watching Netflix, streaming.
Yep.
And actually, there was a big story in L.A. this past week where in the San Fernando Valley, and thankfully I wasn't affected by it. I didn't hear about it until it was on the news. But in San Fernando Valley, there was a hub, a fiber link, basically, that went down. And it had nothing to do with usage, although that became the next step, is that so many people were reliant on it. It actually was reported on the news that the Wi-Fi, that the internet service was down in the valley, because everybody's home and everybody needs it and it's being tested. But then they did tout that the major cities, LA, New York, and Chicago, actually haven't seen decline in their internet services yet. So
yeah,
be interesting to see if the infrastructure can hold up.
Yep. Okay, so that's number five. Number four, the emotional, psychological impact of the virus. Number three, the public health aspects of the virus. Financial impact, number two. And basically, our country declaring war, number one, on the coronavirus. National Guard in Massachusetts has been called out. I think National Guard has been called out in a number of other
communities. In Jersey, too, yep.
To help with the distribution of some of the things that will help defend us against what this thing stands for, basically. On the people list, Tom Brady is at 10. That no good bastard who's the, and I have no hesitation, by the way, in saying that. The
clearly.
Guy, the premier of number nine. He's number nine, premier of China, president, or whatever his title is. Nancy Pelosi is 8. Jerome Powell is 7. Jerome Adams is 6. Bernie Sanders is 5. Biden is 4. Steve Mnuchin, I never pronounce it. How do you pronounce it, gentlemen?
Mnuchin, you did it. Yeah.
Munchkin.
Yeah,
I did it. Okay.
No, it's not Munchkin. You did it right there.
I like Munchkin. And he looks like a Munchkin to me. Number 2 is Mike Pence. If he says one more time, Mr. President, the kissing up.
I know, isn't
going
it?
On
it's
with,
the first
it's
10 minutes of every
disgusting.
Press conference.
Right.
You know what,
Mr.
though?
President,
to be fair, he's doing a really good job. He may
he
be
is.
A little
I have
syrupy,
no question about it. I think he is.
Doing
I think he's
a
shining,
really good job.
Frankly,
and
I think he's shining here. But
he's taken this and he's run, and these
go.
People are working really hard. When you have Newsom from California and Cuomo talking about how great Pence and Trump are doing it, you know something is switching.
there's a choke fest going on.
When Ilhan Omar says that he's doing a good job, it's like, am I awake yet? Is this dream over?
Didn't she just get married this week?
To her brother?
She was married and then divorced and then
to her brother
again. And
no,
why are you saying
married.
That?
Because she married her brother. Silly. No, she married her brother.
She did?
Get him in. Yes. That was a big story. Like,
to get him in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right, and Donald Trump is number one. So there it is, the list of the people and the stories. We'll pick and choose among all of these. I've got my favorites, and the ladies have their favorites, and I'm sure you do as well. So we'll put the pieces together and give you what we have considered on our program, the DJV show, during the course of the week. But well, I've heard I'm traveling across the country, listening to a lot of talk radio, and some pretty good talk radio, actually. I also want to know what the business with Gal Gadot is. There was a song, and we can talk about that in a minute. I don't understand why everybody got so worked up, but that's the usual stuff that happens on social media. The law says you're going to have to pay your taxes. Now, you may get a check from the government for $1,200. You're going to have to pay. I think that, is that tax-free, by the way? That $1,200 that we're going to get?
I don't know.
I
think you probably have to declare it as income, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So if you're thinking about paying taxes, the first thing you have to not worry about is April 15th because it's been extended to June 15th. And now the next thing, how much are you going to get back? This is going to be a time, this is going to be a year among years that you really, really, really want to get as much money back as you possibly can. So if you have paid too much, how do you know whether you paid too much in taxes? That's something the family tax folks can help you out with. If you'd like to get back an extra $5,000 this year by them looking at your prior year's tax returns, these are all IRS, former IRS agents, and they're fantastic at finding hidden credits and deductions. A lot of the other tax companies, you know, the big names, don't do it. They functionally do your tax returns so that you've met the law and you pay them and see you later. Well, this outfit gets down into the weeds, into the nitty-gritty. So if you filed or not, doesn't make any difference. Last 3 years' tax returns, what you call these folks at 800-262-0318. You'll send them the tax returns that you have. They'll go through them. Let's see how much we can save. They can save you. I'm not going to save you any, but they will. Learn how you can get that extra cash back from the IRS. 800-262-0318. 3 years of tax returns. Call Family Tax. Let's see what they can do for you. 800-262-0318.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
So what's this thing with Gal Gadot? Some of the people online are calling her Blunder Woman. She's the woman who played Wonder Woman. She tried to get people to sing Imagine, which is a great song and very applicable, I think, to what's going on now. What? What's the big deal?
I haven't heard anything about Gal Gadot, and I don't know, in a long time, so you'll have to tell us.
There was a video going all around the internet of her, along with a bunch of other celebrities, all singing the song Imagine, and
Just fun and cute, but people said it wasn't good, that they weren't great singers. I mean, that's really what it is.
Wowie zowie. You know, we're missing this week the World Axe Throwing Championship. Did you know that
is... Kara's an axe throwing expert.
Is she?
I mean, I've been axe throwing. I was not very good at it because you don't listen to any of the conversations that we have.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
I planned a whole bachelorette party about it last year, and we were talking about it off air all the time, but, you know.
I guess I do remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, that's one of the things. Also, Spikeball Championship has been eliminated. I don't mean to make light of it, the Putt-Putt Championship. But
we have to keep our levity because it's a crazy time.
Crazy, crazy time. Speaking of times, 21 after here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Around the country and around the world, this is what people are talking about on the News Talk Radio stations. And yeah, News Talk Radio is a big thing in Europe now. It's a big thing in South America. It really is the number one format. Now, listeners to these sorts of discussions on the radio have doubled in the past 3 or 4 weeks. At the expense, I guess, to a point of our sports radio brethren, music radio, people want to find out what's going on. Thus, lots of conversation. What I did see, as an aside, somebody tried to make a story out of Trump's hairdo. I didn't get very far, but I thought, you know, hello, let's get there.
How has it changed? It's the same.
I don't know. Well, it's how he does it. He does it, supposedly. That was in concert with, you know, Steve Bannon, who is the ex-advisor, kind of a wild right-winger. Do I describe him that way correctly, Jennifer? Do you think that's a good way of describing Steve Bannon?
Well, he's on the right, for sure, yeah. Definitely kind of a populist.
Apparently,
kind of
when he first went in, you know, he was an advisor to the president Trump's
he was
presidency?
Part of the campaign towards the end, yes.
Yeah. He also has a podcast, and he said this week in the podcast that he warned Trump of the virus, excuse me, quite a long time ago.
Because January, yeah.
Then why didn't he warn all of us?
Yeah. Well, he is a China watcher. That's one of the things. That was one of the things that he did. And being closely, that's one of the reasons that I think the Epoch Times, we were talking about this off the air, Victoria, excuse me, the fact that there's so much information that's coming out of China that is contrary to what the China news agency is saying, and we know they're liars, but the whole, what did you say, it was a million people have died?
1.4 million. The report this week is that 1.4 million people have died in China. That's from the Epoch Times. That's what they, based on their data and their information and their sources, that's what they're saying. They also said that when China came out this week and said, we have no new cases, they said that's also a lie.
Yeah.
Which is not that far-fetched, that they're lying.
No. Tom Hanks apparently is in isolation still with his wife over in Australia. How are they doing?
Doing better. Tom Hanks this week said that he and Rita Wilson, his wife, they feel kind of blah. They just don't feel great, but they don't feel horrible. So they're out of the hospital. They're hopefully out of the woods, but they just have to stay in their house that they've rented because he's filming the Elvis movie.
Right. Other quick things, the financial markets and that sort of thing. That's the number two item here. What do we think about all of the congressmen and senators who sold off their stock before the market crashed?
It's ridiculous. I think they all belong in jail.
And I hate to say it because there are, well, one of the three, one of them is very old. Dianne Feinstein is 85, but that's ridiculous.
So
how
what?
Can
that exemption from breaking the law?
No, but I mean, how in the world? Exactly. That. I mean, it's the same. Look, you and I would be thrown in jail. Victoria would be thrown in jail. Martha Stewart was thrown in jail. Come on.
On lesser right. evidence. Yeah. So
think
that kind of stuff makes me nuts.
Ugh. Yep.
Well, it's taking its toll. We've talked on the DGD program during the week about all of the entertainment areas that have been affected by this. One of the things that we haven't talked about is the fact that the porn industry has been shut down. That's part of this.
The drive-through strip club in Vegas, that's still going.
It's still okay? Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I don't know if you're... You've been driving around a lot. I don't know if you're heading through Vegas.
I have.
I'm intrigued to figure out how that works exactly.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right, so the number of the cash relief that we're getting has gone from $1,000 to $1,200 in cash. When are we getting this money? Is it on its
way? Mid-April.
It's supposed to be April. If it gets signed quickly, I think they wanted to get it out by April 6th, but that depends on how quickly it's signed into law. Mitch McConnell released the bill yesterday, so it'll get batted around the Senate, and then I'm sure the House will vote on it at some point in the next few days.
Coming up next half hour, more reviews of the innuendos and the inferences from our top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
To try to contain the coronavirus, 75 million Americans are now being asked to stay home. Jobless claims have been skyrocketing. Economists at Goldman Sachs predict the next report will show 2.25 million Americans filed for unemployment in the past week. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says new data finds the virus is more fatal in men.
This new data about the male-female ratio is really quite striking, and you're absolutely right. From age 50 on, almost twice as many men are dying as women.
Also, there are now reports that a member of Vice President Pence's staff has tested positive for the virus. A spokesman said the person had no recent contact with Vice President Pence or President Trump.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Trying to calm down fear and anxiety over this virus is an important thing in the talk radio world. I don't know how many of our brethren are doing that, but it is important to keep a focus, if you will, on the facts and the info. The world has changed. I'm looking at a map of the world. There are only... looks like four or five countries now in Africa that show no signs of the virus. Other than that, it's touching pretty much...
They're laughing at the rest of us.
Every corner of
well,
the world.
Well, you know, there's always Africa with the problem.
Exactly. It's like, since when is Africa ahead of the United States in a pandemic? So
this is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the top 10 things from the list that are procured by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. You can find the list at talkers.com of the stories and the people. That's what we use as the guide for our discussions here. Got a lot of things, most everything, you know, let's face it, the coronavirus is it. Other than that, and not much reason for talking about anything that's here. I noticed in England now they've started to close down schools there.
They are so behind.
Yeah, they really are.
This is the UK. I've been watching a lot of BBC World News and my family in Ireland saying that, and they've been saying for a month now that England is really going to find themselves in a horrible situation, worse than Italy, some predict, because Boris Johnson has just refused to acknowledge that this is a real thing. And the schools have all still been going. Everybody's out doing their thing. The pubs have not been closed down. I don't know what the...
Do we know how many cases are in the UK right now?
I don't know.
It's not a lot, but it's a factor. There
it's going to get
more
a lot
and
bigger.
More. Yeah. They're shutting schools from next Monday on.
I don't
know. Probably not an accurate count either. Right. If they haven't been taking it seriously and haven't really been testing that many people, there are probably more cases than they've announced anyway.
Yeah. I was looking at I drove by a movie theater yesterday, and it says on the marquee, "Stay safe and healthy. We're closed."
Yeah. Even on the freeway signs all throughout Los Angeles, they say, wash your hands. We can beat COVID-19. I mean, like words of encouragement and helpful tips on the freeways.
Yeah. So I wanted to go back for just a moment because I think this puts things into perspective for all of us as we review the things that are happening today. Going back to the 1930s when we were coming out of the Great Depression, the Dust Bowl, where America was at that time. Is this going to get that bad? Well, we can only hope. Keep our fingers crossed. And as I've said many times in the year, thoughts are things. Think yourself well. Think yourself healthy and strong. That sort of thing works well, I believe, because there's a lot of anxiety, as we were saying. Number four, the psychological impact of this, emotional impact of all of this. Back in the 30s and the 40s, the talk on the radio was about the Depression and what happened. And then we had World War II. In the 50s, the Cold War started. The Korean War was in the 50s. The Vietnam War was in the 60s. There are crises that confront us. If you look at recent history of our country and of the world, we've actually been in kind of a peaceful, quiet place here for the last, dozen years or so, since the Iraq War and some of the other things that we got into in Afghanistan. In 1932, we were ending the Great Depression, which started in 1929 as a result of the Depression, that what happened as a result of 1929's Dust Bowl, the fact that the country was wiped out, the weather changed so dramatically. And as I was driving across the Midwest yesterday, I drove through Oklahoma and Missouri and into Illinois. A lot of rain. Farmers have had a tough time the last two or three years growing crops because of so much rain. And it looks the same this year as it did last year. I was thinking about how what's going to happen here is what's gonna change this year. What do we need to know? Anyway, I was sort of reviewing in my mind what was going on and how it impacted me and maybe a lot of other people. One of the things that has been discussed this week with regard to public health number three is the number of millennials that are being hospitalized for the coronavirus. Apparently, there are more of those than we had thought, because we've all been talking about the people partying on the beaches for spring break and all of that nonsense. So, Victoria, do you know what the numbers are specifically of people who are in the same age bracket as, let's say, Kara is? We were thinking, okay, those young kids, they're all healthy, it's not going to affect them. Apparently that's not the case.
Yeah, it's not the case. I don't know the exact number of people in their 20s who have this, but the CDC report this week showed that 20% of the patients hospitalized with coronavirus were between the ages of 20 and 44.
And 12% of the I didn't mean to jump in, but half of the people who are in intensive care are under the age of 44. Which
right.
is, and you know, that's the thing with misinformation, because I think a lot of people were like, oh, well, I'm 20. I'm just going to carry this. I'll just stay away from my grandparents. I'm not going to have any real repercussions. And we know the first death, or at least the second death, I think in California, was a 34-year-old who just got back from Disney World, and he was coughing up blood, and the doctor sent him home. They didn't know what it was. And then he ended up dying.
Yep. At 34.
Well, you can't count anything out. One of the things that's also going to happen for those of us who are farmers, you're going to have, and this actually, we haven't talked much about this on the DJV program, and I haven't heard it discussed many other places, the idea of the border and what's going to happen with people who come here to work on farms. Also, the business of the illegals trying to get into the country. What is happening? What are those people just being? I mean, the wall is there and it's closed down. I don't think they're servicing any of those people now, are they?
Well, they're going to close. They're going to close the border, I think, in the night. If they haven't already done it, it's going to be soon. The border with Canada is already closed. They're negotiating how they're going to close the Mexican border as well. But to answer your question, it's state by state how they're going to treat. People who are here illegally in as far as assistance in California.
The sanctuary, California is a sanctuary.
California's
state
giving everybody money. Illegal immigrants can apply for unemployment and just as much as the regular, legal worker can apply for it.
But the, going back to the farm thing, though, the bigger story that came out this week is that there are new restrictions on the H-2A visa. And that's for the Mexican day workers. They call them guest workers. And so that's going to really impact California, because right around now, the West Coast Farmers Association has said, look, we can't restrict these workers. We need these workers because we've got, you know, lettuce and cabbage and broccoli, celery, strawberries. They're the ones that they name-checked that are in March and April are that's when they get harvested, and that's the busiest time of the year. So this could really, really hurt specifically California farmers.
I agree. Well, farmers around the country, as we get ready to start planting crops, I'm wondering, you know, about the help situation on my farm, and I think a lot of others are as well. It just is, there's so many questions about every aspect of our lives that we just don't seem to be able to come up with answers. The stores, the retail world, how we visited that this week, shortening their hours. People are able to go into the supermarkets. Somebody told me they went in. I'm trying to remember who it was to the store. Oh, I know. It was my pal Bob Kay, who was the general manager of this enterprise, who went into a Stop and Shop. And I think you told me you went in early, too. Did you, Victoria?
Lewis went, Lewis went earlier this week, towards the end of the week on Thursday. He went and had some luck. So some things were restocked, but there's still no toilet paper and still nothing that can disinfect. So that's where, that's the bad side.
I got a little bit of a tip off on the announcement from Gavin Newsom and from Eric Garcetti that they were doing Safer at Home, which is really a shelter in place order. And so I decided I better get to the store because I knew people would start to panic and probably hit the store. So even though I went the week before, I thought, you know, I'm just going to go see if I can get eggs, some of the stuff that I wasn't able to get. Picked clean. There were like two frozen pizzas, a couple of burritos, a few pints of ice cream in the frozen foods.
Yep.
No bread in the entire store. Not one loaf of bread, not one bagel, nothing.
It's
no milk.
Actually, in like the Soviet Union in the 80s or something. It's crazy.
I did find eggs, but they were already hard-boiled, so I got six hard-boiled eggs. I mean, it was
better than nothing.
And even the produce was picked over. The lettuce and the salads, and it was just, it's crazy. People are hoarding.
What? By the way, just as an aside, one of the numbers in the presidential race is number 6. Bernie Sanders was rumored to be thinking of running as an independent. Has that been squashed? Did somebody get to him and smarten him up on that?
I don't think he can at this point because of the registration filing. Someone else could run as an independent, but I think there's some law, and I can't remember the name of it, that would prevent him from dropping out and entering the race as an independent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because he was registered originally a year ago in May. I looked into this. And a year ago in May, he was registered as both an independent and a Democrat. Mm-hmm. But then he had to declare one when he declared his candidacy. So
yeah.
He declared that he was running as a Democrat.
Now, he could throw his strength behind. He could throw his strength behind some other independent who would get into the race who hasn't been in yet and say, I'll be their vice presidential candidate. I mean, there's a way. I mean, there's workarounds. I don't think he's going to do that. I think this coronavirus has really changed. I mean, remember, this was front. Yeah. I mean, and that's part of the thing. People go, well, this will be the end for Trump. Well, he's the only one with a microphone in front of him right now. I don't think people are looking to Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden about this at the moment. So the election's going to be a referendum on whether or not Trump handles this or not.
That is correct. Yep,
that's it.
I think that's true. Yep. Thank you.
Everything else is gone. Yeah.
44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Quick review of washing and drying instructions for the pillows at MyPillow.com. For those of you who are new and have been living under a rock and have listened to this program for the past couple of years, all the conversation I've had about MyPillow, mostly when I talk about the pillows themselves, is specifically at how they are guaranteed for 10 years, warranty, the use them for a 60-day thing. I mean, who else has pillows? Plus the fact, in this environment today, you can wash them, you can dry them, you can wash them every day if you want to make sure that you're germ-free. Replace all the old pillows in your house with these so you'll be safe and clean. Use the promo code DJV for the BOGO offer on everything. But let's concentrate on the pillows. Let's get those pillows in your house first so you can make sure everything is clean and wonderful and healthy and wholesome. It's MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free for everything there. Use the promo code DJV. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and this list, or these two lists, the story list, the people list, published every single week. Number 10, Tom Brady, the name obviously synonymous with football. Number 9, the premier of China. Number 8, Ms. Pelosi. Number 7, Jerome Powell. Jerome Adams is 6. Bernie Sanders is 5. Joe Biden is 4. Steve Mnuchin is number 3. Mike Pence, 2. Donald Trump is 1. We probably ought to have the names of the senators who sold their stock. I remember that story this week, where that's going to go. That one needs to be a little more front and center. The corrupt Republicans and Democrats who sold stock when they knew what was going on. Dianne Feinstein, the senator from Tennessee, who sold the stock. These people need to be held accountable legally. All right, so those are the names and my thoughts about them here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Deep inside your body, running from the liver to your small intestine, are passageways called bile ducts. The fluid, or bile, carried through these ducts helps digest fats. Unfortunately, even these tiny tubes can develop cancer.
Cholangiocarcinoma of the ducts themselves usually presents with obstruction leading to jaundice and liver test abnormalities.
While it's a relatively rare cancer, gastroenterologist Dr. Brett Peterson says there is a major risk factor.
The largest proportion of cholangiocarcinoma is about one-third of cases occurring in folks who already have an inflammatory condition of the bile ducts called primary sclerosing cholangitis. This is a condition that arises predominantly in patients who have inflammatory bowel disease.
Because of their location, diagnosis can be tricky and treatment difficult, with surgery offering the best chance for cure. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
The charts for the week of March 16th through the 20th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen to do the honors, going through the stories officially from number 10 to number 1, starting with Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. The first time we've seen a sports story make it into the top 10 for quite a while. Maybe that's because, in fact, or at least in part, the sports talk radio shows and sports activities are not happening, so this was a big story of the week. Number 9, the situation with spring beginning and the weather across the country. Number 8, our relations with China, and should the leaders there be held accountable for the crimes that have come as a result of the virus. Technology, number 7, and how it's dealing with the virus. The presidential race is 6. Education, number 5. Psychology and emotions as they're affected by the virus, number 4. Public health, obviously, the connection there. The financial markets, another obvious connection. And what are we doing? Are we at war? That's the question. Number 1 on the story list on the countdown. All right, this is the Talk Radio Review, an overview from the folks on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Looking at these top 10 stories with our own distilling of the items. And speaking of that, the producers of Jameson Irish Whiskey are following what was going on. I think we talked about this French, or who was it?
Yeah,
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
Making hand sanitizer and things like that. So
they converted the perfume factory. So there might be a perfume shortage around Christmas time, but we'll have more hand sanitizer.
Well, that's also true of the whiskeys. It's not making as much whiskey in Ireland. Now they're making hand sanitizer in some of those places. Why couldn't you just use whiskey? It's alcohol. Doesn't that kill germs?
No, it needs to be 60%, and all booze is only 40%.
Oh. See, you taught me something.
Yeah, bloody proof.
Right? All the people that are talking about all of these things, I'm frustrated because I can't get as much information as I would like, hopefully clarifying information, but we're doing our best shot here as we talk about traveling and what I've been doing on my road trip across the country to get myself back so not in quarantine in California, eating the Impossible Burger at Whopper, the Impossible Whopper at Burger King. That's been about it for mealtime, but all that's open. Take care and be safe. I guess those are the best words here from the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, it's Tech Talk time here with a review of the top five technology stories from this past week. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We start with number five. We're going to number one. Strange how that happens with a countdown. Number five is a focus on this premium offering of Headspace, and I think we need to kind of review what that is as we get started here, don't you think, Victoria?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Headspace is a wonderful app. It's for mindfulness and guided meditation. It has sleep sounds. It has bedtime exercises. Everything in the Headspace app is designed to help you relax, manage your stress, help you sleep better, which obviously in times like these, sleep is the number one and most important thing that doctors are saying everyone needs to get between 7 to 9 hours. Hopefully, now that most of us are shuttered in place or whatever you want to call it, hopefully people can achieve that goal. And so Headspace is really paying attention to how many people are working overtime in our healthcare industry right now. And so they're offering the premium version of Headspace will be free for any healthcare provider who works in public health in the U.S. throughout the end of this year. And so we know that these healthcare professionals have been doing double shifts, sometimes triple shifts. We've seen the images of nurses sleeping on carts and in chairs trying to just catch up on their Z's. So all you need to do is just provide your national provider identifier, your NPI, and an email address, and Headspace, the premium version, will be free for you for the rest of the year. So I think that's a really nice thing that they're doing.
Number four, the release of a lot of films has been announced.
Yeah, if you're stuck at home, which is pretty much everyone's reality now, Universal Studios is planning to release some of the newest films that are actually still in the middle of their theatrical runs. This includes The Invisible Man, The Hunt, and Emma. They're all going to be released, and they're already available on digital platforms for $20. And so you can also rent the most recent Skywalker.
It's more expensive to bring them home than it is to go to the theater and watch them?
Well, if you think about it, it's $20 for the whole family. So it's $20 to rent it as opposed to buying all the individual tickets. The upcoming Trolls World Tour, that movie is set for release on April 10th. Obviously, theaters are now pretty much shut down, so that's going to be available on digital platforms on April 10th as well. And so this is, you know, it's a big hit to the movie industry, like so many other industries, but the best thing that they can do is at least get it home on people's screens, and people will at least be able to pay for it and entertain their kids and the whole family.
All right, number three, as we count down to number one here, is a focus on Comcast and T-Mobile.
Well, like I said, everybody's home, which means the kids are home. They're on their own devices doing schoolwork, or just, you know, people just trying to get their kids to just sit down and watch something. So obviously everybody's data use is going way up in every household. And so Comcast and T-Mobile have announced suspensions of their internet data cap policies in response to the coronavirus. They said that Comcast will no longer charge overage fees for home internet customers who go over the data cap. T-Mobile said it's removing all data caps for its mobile customers, which is important. AT&T and Verizon have taken similar measures. If you want to get the specifics of that, you can just go on to the website of whatever internet service provider you have, and you can see how this is going to be affecting you. In addition to suspending the data caps for 60 days, Comcast also says they're going to be making Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots free throughout the country. Now, with limited exposure to the public, I don't know where the hotspots are going to be now, but if you do need one, if you're on the road like you are, have been traveling a lot, if you're on the road, then it is a good thing to have, and it's also free.
Social media being pretty aggressive about the misinformation. That's number two this week.
The World Health Organization is actually calling it an infodemic, false or misleading info on the coronavirus, and there is a lot of it out there. And so all the social media platforms, Facebook, Google, Twitter, Instagram, less so Instagram, but more of the stuff you're seeing is on Facebook and Google, Google results and Twitter. And so all three of those companies have released blog posts saying that they're increasing the use of automated systems to help catch the misinformation. Obviously, they won't catch all of it, but they all have urged everyone, use some common sense. If you're going to look for new information on coronavirus, make sure you go right to the CDC website, go to your local government site, go to the state government, whatever it is, make sure it's an official site.
Number one is some of the email that is not correct.
This is, again, about misinformation. This is a viral chain email that went around, and it about a self-test for the coronavirus. If you hold your breath for 10 seconds, you're fine. If you don't cough, all this stuff is claimed to come from Stanford University. Stanford came out and said, this is not from us. This is total misinformation, has nothing to do with us. And so just make sure if you're getting weird emails like this that you just ignore it.
All right, there it is, the overview of the top five items from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.